Good morning. Welcome to First Baptist Church on this All Saints Sunday. We're so glad you're here, and we invite all of you now or later, or now and later, to fill out the connection cards in your bulletin to help us connect with you and connect you with activities of this church. Speaking of which, we have a lot going on. You can read all about various things happening in the life of this church in your insert, in your bulletin. I would like to highlight just a few of those. First of all, I hope that you will stick around this morning for our second hour adult educational offering at 11:30. We've been having a fabulous series called For All the Saints with various members of this church family presenting on people who have inspired them and have made an impact on their lives. And this morning, our own Dr. Astrid Beck will be presenting on St. Patrick. Later this afternoon or early evening, we have an opportunity to go to Northside Community Church at 5:30 for the Concert for a Cause. This is an event that we sponsor with our sister church here in Ann Arbor. This afternoon, it is at their church. It's going to be a wonderful concert with an offering taken for, I just blanked. Friends Indeed. That's what I was going to say, but it suddenly felt not right. great nonprofit here in Ann Arbor, and you can read about that in your bulletin insert as well. Then, this week, on Tuesday, you have an opportunity to make a difference beyond the polls. Things may or may not go the way you want with voting, but you have an opportunity to make things go exactly the way you want by volunteering with your church family this Tuesday, either in the morning or the afternoon, at Food Gatherers. This is one of the most important nonprofit opportunities in our community that makes an actual critical difference in the lives of hungry people in our own community. And you can give just 2 hours and make a real difference in the lives of many people, as well as have a good time with other people in our church. So you can read about that and see how to sign up for that as well. And then this Thursday, another chance to hear some beautiful music with our Coffee Break concert series right here in this space, 12:15 on Thursday, an organ concert, other times, other places, with organist Philip Mansell from the University of Nevada in Reno. I hope that if you have a little time at lunchtime, you can come and refresh your spirit with some great music. There are other things going on, too, but I'm going to quit talking now, and you can read about those at your leisure. Now is the time to open our hearts and to open our lives to the transformative spirit of the living God in our midst. So let us worship.
Thank you. please stand if you're able? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for our many blessings. We thank you for a beautiful fall day with all the blazing colors of autumn. Be with us this week. Strengthen our faith. Give us courage to face the difficulties in our lives. We thank you for all the love in our lives, of family and friends, and especially on this All Saints Sunday, for all the love that we have experienced in our lives of those who are no longer with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory. morning, everyone. We've been fortunate enough to get to know several of you over the last couple of years, but for those of you who we haven't had the pleasure to meet yet, we're the Laidlaws, Sam and Louisa. We were very flattered when we were asked to come up and talk about stewardship from our perspective as a young couple. And in all honesty, this is something that we've had to continuously reevaluate as we've gone through different phases of our lives. It's really hard to put into words what this church and this community means to us. I was baptized here a couple years ago. Paul and Stacy married the both of us in this sanctuary, and we've met countless friends and loved ones through this incredible community. As some of you already know, we started coming to the gathering when we were undergrad students here and quickly felt comfortable and connected with First Baptist. Not only were the sermons phenomenal, but we were incredibly impressed with how the church actively makes a commitment to the community and its members to talk about difficult issues and take significant steps in action, such as the Equality and Inclusion series that we went through earlier this year.
Sam and I frequently talk about how incredibly fortunate and blessed we are to have this church and all of you in our lives, and we honestly don't know if it's possible to reciprocate the love and support that we've received from everyone in this church. But we've tried to give back in whatever way feasible given that time. So when I was a student, I wasn't able to give as much financially as I would have liked, but I tried to give back in ways that I could dedicate time and volunteer for things like Vespers and Vacation Bible School. As we've moved on from being students to transition to newlyweds or real people, we've worked to increase our giving and become more involved in church functions such as the Board of Outreach, which we've thoroughly enjoyed. And I don't think one Board of Outreach meeting goes by where we haven't referenced the palpable new energy that we have in the church. Not only has it been exciting to be part of that new energy, but it's even more exciting to see how that has caused the church to grow. And as the church continues to grow, we will naturally need to put more resources into current educational happenings. Inevitably, we will also want to expand on some of the programming and initiatives as we go forward and expand our congregation along our journey to become more focused on equality and inclusion. So thank you again for being part of what makes this church so amazing, and we invite everyone to take the time to think about how your skills and resources are best served to give back to the church. Thank you.
Thank you, Louisa and Sam. A reading from Isaiah the prophet. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wine on the lees well refined. And he will destroy on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." Thanks be to God.
As part of our prayers for this All Saints Sunday, we will name before God those whom we have loved and who have provided an example for us, who have passed on to the other shore. In the prayer, I will call out the names of those members of this church family who have died since the last All Saints Sunday. And then I will open it up and leave space for any of you to name aloud, or within your hearts, it's fine as well, others who have died. They don't have to be members of this church, and it doesn't have to be since the last All Saints Sunday. Anyone whom you would like to remember and name. So let us pray. Loving God, source of all life, God of eternity, and God of this one day, we bring you our praise, our prayers, our hopes, our lives. As the days grow shorter, we are mindful of how fast time moves, how brief life can be. And so we find ourselves here this morning, longing for an encounter with what lasts, looking for an experience with what is bigger than ourselves. We come seeking meaning and hope. We come seeking you. Meet us here, O God. Meet us and change us and make us your people. As part of our yearning for you, we lift our hearts and all the prayers in them to your loving care. Our hearts hurt for the violence and pain in our world, the bigotry and division, the bombs, the blood. We are horrified at it all. We pray for our Jewish brothers and sisters. We pray for sexual minorities. We pray for children and families at the border. We pray for all those in our country and beyond who live in fear of being harmed or erased. And we pray for ourselves, that whatever our part in all this madness, you would lead us to repentance and towards redemptive action. We pray also for those in our midst who suffer this morning or who need particular care right now. We pray for Aaron Smith, Jean Evie, Joan and Lynn Blunt, Wilma Duke, Doris George, Bill McKeachy, Jim Suits, Juanita Dieterle, Pat Hubel, Iris Martin, Anna Kirstein, Peter Mortensen, Saw Nae Lin, Liz and Micah Dalton, Robert L., Marissa Alanese, Rebecca Levinson, Mark Seiler, and the Seiler family, for Helen Skilperwert, for the friends and family of Nick Tardiff, for Jim Terrace, Judy Robinson, Gloria, Carol, and for Big Lou. God of both the living and the dead, we praise you and we thank you for those in our fellowship who fought the good fight, who have finished their race. We especially remember before you now John Reed, Ed Marsh, Isabel Lewis, Jerry Suits, Ola Jean McCullough, Omer Robbins Jr., and Richard Bates. We also remember with gratitude others we name before you now.
Jim Hahn, Wanda Wynn,
Loving God, all these names spoken and so many more in our hearts, we give you thanks for the mighty witness of those who have gone before us and who now live in the joy and beauty of your eternal love. Strengthen us by their example and lift our hearts with hope that we too might live faithful lives. We pray all these things in the strong name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Rise, Lord, in sorrow. Reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, so that he might be Lord of both the dead and of the living. The word of the Lord. Would the other children please come forward, join them and Zane.
It was fun to hear some of you sing today. Thank you. Today's time as children is brought to you by the letter S. Could you all please try to make your bodies the shape of an S? Try that. Yes. See what you can do. Okay, let's see if the grown-ups can do it. Grown-ups, can you make your body like an S too? Yes? Oh, very good. Time as children is brought to you by the letter S. Today, there are some words we're hearing in worship. The first word is saint. Can you all say saint? Saint. A saint is someone who has gone before us. Somebody who has gone before us. And we use this word to describe sometimes people who have died. And that's, we just heard Pastor Stacy pray for all those who have gone before us, who have died in our congregation. And then we heard lots of names shared. So saints are people who have gone before us. They show us the way. Our second word that comes with the letter S. They show us the way. They show us the way to do two things. They show us the way to receive God's love, and they show us how to give God's love, give love back to God. To receive God's love and to give love back to God. That's what saints show us. And part of that is that last word. Does anybody see what that last word? Stewardship. Ooh, that's a big word. Stewardship. Stewardship is all about thanking God for what we have and using it to make a difference. using it to make a difference. So you heard Sam and Louisa talk about their stewardship today too. So saints are people who have gone before us, who show us the way to do two things. Do you remember what? Receive God's love and show our love back to God. And in doing so, we are good stewards. We show stewardship. We care for what God has given us, and we make a difference. Let's pray together. Can you do your S arms for our prayer? Can you make your arms into an S for our prayer?
Hold them there.
Hold them there for the whole prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the saints in our lives who have shown us the way, who have taught us how to receive your love and how to show it back to you. Help us to be good stewards, that we would give with joy, and we'll see the difference it makes. Amen.
Let's pray together, please. O gracious God, may your Spirit speak a living word to us now, and may that word find its new life springing up in us. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In Latin America, there have long been little communities of poor Christians who meet together to study the Bible and worship and then do all in their power to help their poor neighbors. Often in these Latin American base communities, as they're called, during worship, the names of the disappeared will be called aloud. The disappeared are those who have been murdered by military dictatorships. And when the names are called, the congregation responds, presente, present, which is to say they may have been murdered, but not disappeared, not from us. They are not dead, but among us, with us in Christ, all present. Something not too far from this has happened here today. In the prayers, we call the names of those in this church who died in the last year, and then from all over this congregation, people called out the names of the dead whom they have loved and who loved them. And somehow, did you feel it? The size of our gathering here began to grow. It's as if when we recalled them, they came into the room and took their places among us. Others of us said nothing out loud, but some of our beloved dead were on our minds. So we may think of them also as present now in this room with us. But take it further. Call to your mind now anyone from the past whose light shined through their living and their loving for you. People you knew, or people who have shined in history that make a difference for you. Make room for all of them with us now. We're going to need a bigger room. Whom do you see? I see my greatest teachers, some cherished friends. I see my brother and my father. And I see Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Dorothy Day, Martin Luther King Jr., Oscar Romero, Julian of Norwich, Frederick Douglass, J.S. Bach, Sojourner Truth, Nelson Mandela, Father Thomas Keating, Flannery O'Connor, Abraham Joshua Heschel, Rumi, and yes, Aretha Franklin. Now add yours to that crowd. Bring them all in and let your heart cry it with them and for them. Presente. We are all present. Their light still shines for us, and with us the music their lives made still sings for us. But more than that, they are present because, as the Apostle Paul wrote, Christ is Lord of the dead and of the living. They are in Christ, and so are we. Christ is risen, and the wall of death has come down. And so in us they live, and we are vitally joined to them. When I think of some of those whom I knew, whose lives shined at least some for me, the thought of being in relationship to them now gives me some pause. I think of how I wish I had done better by them. And how I wish some of them had done better by me. And how there was more that needed to be said and more that needed to be resolved. It's hard to see us now perfectly united. But the German theologian Jürgen Moltmann spoke powerfully of our reconciliation with those who have crossed over. He said, "We ask God to forgive all our shortcomings toward them and to forgive all their shortcomings toward us. Then we can live with the dead in the peace of God." Let it be so. Maybe you're thinking, this preacher is officially nuts. The dead aren't dead. They are present. We live in relationship with the dead. What is this, a sermon or a séance? The dead are dead. And if there's something on the other side, it's a blank to us, removed from us. To speak of relationship between the living and the dead, that's surely figurative language, a sentimental, nostalgic wish dream. And as some would say, a fear of the dark. But I fear that most of us have lost too much by discounting their nearness to us, disregarding the aliveness of our kinship with them, and living in the unnecessary, sad sense of isolation of our culture's compulsion to forget. We are part of a society that forgets, that seems to want to forget the truest commitments of the past and the finest living from our past. And therefore, we are heedless of what is required for the future. This is why it's hard for us, so many of us, to live with hope. We look around us in the present moment and see so many reasons to be horrified and furious and heartbroken. It makes us numb and despairing. But part of our problem is the illusion that this is the only moment, that we are in some isolated time, stuck with the characters and the situations that happen to be in the current spotlight. When in fact, our lives are lived within the arc of a long, long story filled with countless interwoven stories, and the weaving goes on and on beyond us. And absolutely, yes, there's plenty of foolishness behind us and horrors behind us. But there are so many stories filled with beauty and light and transformation of time. So many women and men and young people of incredible stature, depth, courage, compassion, faith, and they shine with the light of God. Not one of these people was close to perfect. All of them were manifestly flawed and in a little bit of way absurd. Just like me, just like you. But they overcame and outshined their failures. The grace of God got them through, and they couldn't stop singing of it. And with varying degrees of success, they lived toward the good, loved with all their hearts, strived for justice, served humbly, lived bravely, spoke truthfully, gave sacrificially, shined beautifully, giving themselves so that they could, for the good of the world, make all the difference in the world. And knowing it or not, all to the glory of God. Some of them we were privileged to know. Saints have touched our own lives. They loved us. They taught us. They helped to shape us toward our better selves. Most of them we never met. They lived in other places, other times. And what a staggering diversity they made. From ancient time through all generations to our own and beyond, they came from countless cultures, speaking countless languages and dialects, came in every shade of human skin, every age, young and old, educated and illiterate, poor and rich enough, all manner of styles, temperaments, gifts, quirks, flaws, so many ways of shining with the presence of God. These countless, colorful people, or as Evelyn Underhill called them, God's infinitely various friends. And the legacy they left, it's alive. The good seed they planted, the systems they created for doing good, the laws they helped establish for justice, the testimony their lives offered to the tender mercies of God, the witness they made for peace. Do you think it's come to nothing? Do you think it's up to us to reinvent it now? Listen, you are not so burdened or so helpless or so alone or so hopeless. You live in a lineage of greatness. The light that is ours to bear in our time is a long, far-reaching light lit ages and ages ago and lifted up through centuries and centuries by all the saints in all the world. They are present as we are present. We do not stop learning from them, drawing strength from them, joining our work to their work. We live in relation to them in the great community. All are one in Christ, who is Lord of the dead and of the living, all of us, one. And because that's true, we look to the future. Recalling these saints who are behind us, we realize we're not just a community of brothers and sisters. We're a community of our mothers and fathers, our great, great grandparents in faith. But having realized this, we can also see we are the community of our children and our great, great, great grandchildren in love and in faith. We are always two churches. We are the guests of those who have gone before. We are the hosts of those who are coming after. You and I are on our way to becoming their memory. The saints to whom they look back to see how much light was shining of the light we received. Let us hold the light high as we can. Let us do it with hope and with honest-to-goodness gladness in the calling laid upon us by the Lord God and by those who were faithful before us. Let us live as though we were on our way to those who await us, to be for them, in spite of ourselves, the saints who are always in Christ, present to them, as they and they even now are present to us, in the great community of the one who is Lord of the dead and of the living, the one we are privileged to call our Lord. in the legacy of all who were faithful before us, in commitment to those who will come after, and in gratitude for every gift of God bestowed on us now. Let us make our offerings with hope, with faith, with joy.
Christ invites everyone to this table, and all are welcome here. To make ourselves ready to receive, let us confess our sins before God and one another. Let us pray together. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. We stand. As forgiven and reconciled children of God, let us offer one another signs of peace and reconciliation. The peace of Christ be with you. Thank you. Let's pray together in the words Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to God, parent of us all, creator of heaven and earth. God is God of creation and of all beginnings, God of Abraham and Sarah, God of Miriam and Moses, God of Joshua and Deborah, God of Ruth and David, God of the priests and the prophets, God of Mary and Joseph, God of apostles and martyrs, God of our mothers and fathers, God of our children to all generations. And so, with God's people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise God's name and join their unending hymn. Holy is God, and blessed is God's Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, God gave birth to the church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and by the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread. He blessed it. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples, and he said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Thank you.
the body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
In the same way, after the meal, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "This is the new covenant poured out in my blood for the forgiveness of sins of many. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." God, you have given yourself to us. Now we give ourselves again to you. We bless and thank you for the gift of life you give us through Christ Jesus together, the gift of communion with all your people throughout the world and time together. Now make us one indeed with Christ, one in ministry to all the world, one with each other, in your worship and your praise, in your service to your children, until you come again and we join in your final banquet, in your holy church, in your holy future, to your glory forever and ever. Amen. sing our hymn of fellowship, please know that there are offering plates at the door. As is often the case following communion, what is given will be used for what we call our fellowship fund, monies that we use for people who come our way, who are in material need of our help. Will you stand, please, for the hymn?
I have three notes about members of our church family. Number one, we welcome home Ethan Wright, who I now no longer see. He was here. Oh, there he is. I saw you back there all the service. I forgot you were up here. Ethan is home from Honduras, where he got married just a few weeks ago. We are glad you're home, and we will be praying that your bride will be able to join you soon. Soon. Number two, earlier this morning, you heard our beautiful baritone soloist, Sam Kidd. Tomorrow night, he will be offering his senior recital at 8 p.m. at 7:30. Thank you. At 7:30 at Britton Hall on North Campus. It's going to be great. And number three, we say goodbye this morning to Dan and Alicia Stevers, their delightful son Emmett, who turned 4 yesterday. And they have been part of our church family and the Gathering Campus Ministry for the last couple of years. They are here from San Diego. Alicia has been here working on her PhD in linguistics. She is now at the dissertation writing stage. And they are expecting their second child in March and going to be moving back to San Diego where she can finish up her writing and also be near family as they welcome their new baby, which is wonderful for them and their family, but super sad for the rest of us because San Diego is really far away. But they're excited that there's no snow there. Can you wave so everybody can see where you are and who you are? And is this Dan's parents? Good morning and welcome, and we're sad to see your beloved son go, but happy for you. Yeah, it's been our delight and our privilege. And I hope we'll see Alicia a few more times in the next few months because she will be graduating in the coming year. We hope and pray. So I'll offer them your words of farewell and blessing, and we do bless you, and we will be praying for you in this transition, and we love you. Now receive the benediction.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you.
May God's face shine upon you. May God be gracious to you.
May God give you grace to love with all your heart.
That you may do justice.
To love with all your soul.
That you may show kindness.
To love with all your mind.
That you may walk humbly with your God.
Friends, go from this place to love the Lord your God with all your might.
And love your neighbor as yourself. Go in peace to follow Christ. Amen.